I guess what's the most important thing for homeowners to know regarding the possibility of the emerald ash borer being in town?
What we're being told is, and the experiences from other communities, is that every ash tree in town will eventually become infected and die. There are treatment methods that can save a tree. They're not 100% effective, but that's something that homeowners will have to consider. Basically, they need to check their property for ash trees, look for any signs of the emerald ash borer, and then consider their options, whether it's to attempt to treat the tree or have it removed and the timing on the removal. We recommend that any person that they hire is licensed and certified in the type of work that they're going to be doing. Be proactive and don't wait for the tree to completely die. Ash trees, when they die, they become very brittle and lose limbs and could fall on a garage or a house or something and cause problems.
And it looks like the city itself has a quite a few emerald ash trees, ash trees. Will you be removing those as a preemptive action, or will you wait to see signs of infestation before you remove them?
Well, we've already started doing some removals. Anytime we've seen trees that are showing signs of decline, even if it's not from the emerald ash borer, we've had 2 years of drought, so we have a lot of trees in stress right now. And so trees that are dying back or losing some branches, we've gone ahead and taken those trees out. And we're going to continue that the next year, and then we're going to get more aggressive, hopefully if the budget will allow it, and remove trees through contract operations. And over a period of hopefully 5 to 7 years, get all the ash trees down before they become completely dead and cause problems.
And it looks like the city was expecting this. You had an EAB readiness plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think every community in Illinois should be prepared, and we've been preparing now for 5 years or so, trying to be proactive and have a plan ready in place so that we know who does what. Now will come time to, as over the next year, to plan to budget for these expenditures and try to take care of the ash trees before they become a hazard.
Are these bugs easy to spot, or are they kind of tiny?
The bugs are very small. They're only about a centimeter in length. They're smaller than a penny. So you really see the signs of the ash tree being infected typically before you see the bug itself. The adult is quite small and doesn't travel a long distance, and they usually attack in the top of a tree, so you really don't see the bugs. They lay their eggs, and the larvae is what actually does the damage to the tree. But like I said, they start in the top of a tree, so you typically don't see them. You see the tops of the trees starting to die out before you see any signs of the bug.
Is there any particular time of the year where the infestation might be more noticeable, or could this just happen any time of the year?
Well, the adults have a short lifespan, I think, in the summertime, May through July, and you'll see the damage basically any time the tree is leafed out, where the top parts of the tree may not have leaves on them, and then as the damage gets more severe in the tree, it'll start sending out shoots, sucker growth at the base of the tree. As the top dies out, tree will try to save itself, but then the larvae will work their way down the tree and eventually kill the tree.
Are you recommending that residents remove ash trees, or does that go beyond, the scope of the readiness plan?
We're recommending that they remove any infected trees. basically what we recommend is that they first check their property for ash trees and then look for signs of the EAB in the tree, any damage to the tree, and then basically just consider all their options. We recommend that they work with licensed professionals, insured, certified, whether it's pesticide applicators or tree removal companies, that they make sure the people, their contractors are insured. Be a good idea to get more than one bid or quote on tree removals. There is competition out there. And then the state has a certification program. The contractors can go to the Department of Ag and be certified that they will comply with all the disposal of the wood that's required by the state. And we're recommending that any contractor that is hired that does have this certification through the state.
The state added Knox County to the EAB list. Do you know if the sighting of the emerald ash borer in the county was in Galesburg or somewhere else in the county?
Yes, it was in Galesburg. It was confirmed on the campus of Knox College, which is kind of the south-central portion of the city. And we have some other confirmed locations just to the south of there, near Rogers Park. So we know it's in that area of the community. We don't think so far that it's gotten into the northern part of the town or far western or far eastern part, but we know it's in the south central portion of the community.
And the news release issued by the city indicates there are about 600 public ash trees in the city. Is that correct? I guess city-owned ash trees?
That's correct. That's our current estimate. We do have a tree inventory that we're in the process of updating, and over the next few years we'll confirm exactly where every ash tree that we own is located and make our plans to address those trees.
Do you have any estimate on how many other ash trees, I guess privately owned ash trees, there might be in the city?
No, we don't. We know that in the 60s there were a lot of ash trees planted, so any areas of town that were developed around that time, a lot of ash trees were planted then, and since then a lot of ash trees have been planted. They have been a good city tree. They're fairly tolerant to the locations that they're planted, and are good shade trees. So some areas have more ash trees than others, but we don't know the exact number.